Hello and welcome to Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling. My name is Pat Poling. I'm the founder and CEO of Mara Poling, and I'm happy to be with you this week for a special presentation titled Behind the Curtain, Investor Communications. Today, what we're going to do is I'm going to share with you what I share with the members of our investment fund and other vehicles about performance and this intentional economic slowdown we're all experiencing as the country battles with the COVID-19 virus. So our usual commentary is about lessons you can learn around how to manage multifamily and what to look for in an investment. Today, we want to basically share with you what we're sharing with all the folks that have already decided to work with us. And hopefully this little peek behind the curtain will be of some value to you. So before we get started, my usual, please shoot me an email if you'd like, pat@marapoling.com. Don't forget to swing by the website. marapoling.com. Today, I would encourage you to do so because we'll be posting a registration link for a webinar we're hosting next Thursday, April 2nd, about multifamily real estate and COVID-19. So you'll want to register to become, to be a participant, and two, even if you can't participate, you want to register because that way you'll get a copy of the recording and a copy of the presentation material. And we'll be posting that registration link. We'll have it posted because I'm recording this on Monday the 23rd. We'll have it posted this afternoon. So tomorrow, when you get a chance to listen to this podcast, it'll be up and operational and you can click on that link. We wish you all well. We hope you're all staying safe and that you're healthy. We have listeners from all across, not just the country, but around the globe, and we hope that you're all taking care of yourselves and your family. We're all fine. We're doing great. Our teams are doing great. We're doing everything that we can to make sure that our employees, in particular our on-site staff, is doing well and that they're appropriately protected and that we're taking the right measures for them. And likewise for all those very nice people that call our properties home for our tenants. We want to do all we can to help take care of them. As we've said before, this is why we invest in multifamily real estate and why we do it at Mara Poling the way we do it, so that we can perform throughout the entirety of the economic cycle. Hard to really say what we would call this. I'm calling it an intentional economic slowdown because we're consciously putting our brakes on an economy that was actually doing pretty well. So hard to tell exactly what that will mean, not only during this slowdown, but when we let off the brake a little bit or take the brake off completely. But we'll learn all that together. So these are the things that I've been talking about with our members. Now, obviously, there's a little bit of material I'm not going to share because it's proprietary about the performance of particular assets, but I can speak in some generalities. And in particular, the important stuff is what we're talking about in terms of economic impacts and how we're responding and so on. So our assets are doing just fine right now, right? We've maintained performance at our assets. Some are actually improving, right, as we continue to work on all of our improvement efforts. We are performing significantly above our break-even occupancy level. If you aren't familiar with that term, go back and find our session where we talked about stress testing assets, and you'll hear us talk a little bit more about that. But we're significantly above that and actually sitting on a larger cash reserve than we normally would, not for any other reason than it just happens to be where we find ourselves from a cash position right now. Our fund is designed, and we like to remind folks about this that are investors in our fund and in our other vehicles, that it's designed to perform throughout an entire economic cycle. Multifamily is a very resilient asset class. Real estate's great. We think multifamily is one of the best, if not the best, places to be. Remember, food and shelter, those are really essential demand centers in the economy. People got to eat. That's why they're all going to the grocery stores, and they got to have a place to sleep. So economically, we're in a very favorable part of the economy from a demand standpoint. Our tenants, however, probably work in lots of different economic sectors, some of those being impacted, and I'll talk about that in a moment. But within multifamily, which again is that food and shelter, we're in that Class B space. We continue to recommend to everyone, look at Class B. It's the Goldilocks class for a variety of reasons, and this is one of them. We're buffered by A's and C's above and below, and that helps with performance when you go through periods of economic disruption like this. We're in growth markets. We specifically will not invest in markets that are just average or certainly below average. We invest in markets that are growing above average, faster than average economic growth, faster than average income growth, faster than average job growth, so on and so on. And that additional growth cushion, if you will, provides security and stability when we do head into a period of time where there's some uncertainty. We also invest in assets that are supported by diverse economic sectors. Our assets are supported by a variety of different pieces of the economy. And while the entire economy certainly has had felt some impacts from this slowdown, there are pieces of the economy that are not feeling it as much or that may even be experiencing some growth. Healthcare is a great example, right? There's obviously an enormous focus on healthcare right now and a surge in terms of production of protective equipment and ventilators and other devices and items that the healthcare workers need in order to take care of all of us, as well as a surge in healthcare workers, right? Whether it's from medical schools or retirees that are coming back. So there's a lot of activity going on in healthcare that potentially causes even more demand for housing in and around the medical centers. Obviously, other pieces of the economy, not so much, right? If you're in retail or food service, if tenants are in those particular situations, they're probably experiencing some reduction in income. We advocate modest leverage. Our leverage is in the 60s. We think that's an appropriate place to be at any given point in time. And we maintain healthy cash reserves. Now, cash reserves will impact performance, right? If you've got money sitting just in the bank, it's not doing anything for you. It's not earning you any return. But what it is doing is it's improving your security and stability. And of the five portions of a total return, we prioritize security and stability above cash return, equity growth, and tax advantages, right? Doesn't mean we don't like those other three. We love cash growth, right? We love equity growth. We love getting tax advantages. We want to do all we can to get those, but not at the expense of the security and stability of an asset. So that's just a reminder we share with all of our clients. Macroeconomically, big movement out of equities, in particular in the last 30 days. Got a chart up in front of me. It's really significant. You know, we're looking at like 30% or something like that. Where'd that money go? Well, a good chunk of it went into bonds. And if you look at bond yields dove quite a bit. And then they went up. Now, they went down because there was a lot of money moving into bonds. Why'd they go up? Well, because the government announced initially a $1 trillion economic stimulus that has now turned into probably something closer to $2 trillion. That's trillion with a T. And that is potentially exactly what's needed. I'm not an economist. I can't tell you if $2 trillion in economic stimulus is going to do what needs to be done. What I can tell you, though, because I understand supply and demand, is if you suddenly put $2 trillion of bonds on the market, that it's going to have an impact on yields. And it has, right? So yields have gone back up. They're still down from where they were a month ago, but not as much as they were before. What that means is we're going to see some favorable interest rates. And we are seeing that with the lenders that we're working with. Lending is continuing, a lot of refinancing going on. We're certainly looking at some of that. And lenders are also going to ask for a little more security. They're going to be a little tighter on debt covers. They're probably going to look for a little more equity, so slightly lower LTVs. And we're quite comfortable with that because it's in line with what we would traditionally be doing anyway. On a microeconomic scale, again, this is an intentional reduction in economic activity. We haven't really done that before. We've had these reductions occur when they're triggered by some outside event, but this is us really putting the brakes on, so it's kind of a new experience. Tenants' income is going to be down. Many tenants are going to experience less income because of lower hours or being furloughed. Maybe a roommate gets furloughed. And then when the brakes come off, the expectation would be some, many, most, maybe not all, but an awful lot of that income would be recovered and we would go forward. But there'll be some that won't happen. What that's going to mean is delinquencies are going to rise, right? Some tenants are going to be late on rent, and that's going to cause delinquencies or receivables to rise. Evictions across the country, many markets are suspending eviction activity. Whether it's suspended or not, it's realistic to assume that a court is not going to support an eviction if that person shows that they've been a good tenant in good standing and they've simply fallen slightly behind on their rent because of the economic slowdown related to the virus. So what's going to happen is those delinquencies will rise. There'll still be evictions for other reasons, right? So if you've got a bad actor at a property, you're still going to be able to evict those folks. But if it's simply because somebody can't pay the rent because their hours got cut, that's simply going to go into delinquencies. Now, one of the ways that's going to get dealt with is with payment agreements. And you'll see these occurring where we'll go to a tenant and say, hey, we completely understand, and you completely understand that you still owe us this money. Let's come up with a way that you can pay that over time. Some of that money may come from this economic stimulus package, right? One of the reasons that Congress and the president are working diligently on this, at least we hope they are, is so that they can give people money so that people can have a place to sleep and they can have food to eat and take care of the essentials in their lives. Our focus right now is on occupancy. I think that's not surprising. We're looking to significantly increase our renewal activity. That's not something we would normally do. Normally, we're comfortable with a certain amount of move-outs because that gives us fresh inventory to do a variety of things with, including value add. But we're going to look for higher renewal rates. Rents are probably going to moderate. The focus won't be as much on growing rents. There's going to be some transfers down from Class A's. We're already seeing some of that activity, meaning a Class A tenant is sitting in their unit, very nice property. They just got their renewal notice for $2,000 a month. And while their economic situation may not have changed, maybe they're still getting their full check and nothing's really gone on, they're looking at that and thinking twice because right down the street, I've got a property for $1,200 a month that has 90% of the same amenities. There's only a few things different. And do I really need an infinity pool for $800 a month? And I actually don't swim, right? So we're already seeing some Class A activity. And again, one of the benefits of that Goldilocks Class B. Essential capital. We're doing what I would expect most are doing, focusing dollars on essential capital activities, maintaining healthy cash reserves, and our properties continue to generate distributable cash, right? So we're continuing to see positive performance and expect that at least for now, will continue. Could that change in the future? Sure, it could, right? Nobody's crystal ball is perfect, but all of these pieces of the action plan are intended to improve the health and stability of the assets because ultimately, as we said, that's the priority during this time frame. Now, there's some strategic things that can be done as well. And again, this is some material that we shared with our our members, our investor clients, and that's opportunities for acquisition. Now, it might seem kind of odd that with all the other things you're doing, you're thinking about buying more properties. Well, there are good properties out there to be had. We are actively working on acquisitions right now. We're maintaining the portfolio we have. We're actually in the process of selling an asset as well. So acquisitions and dispositions continue throughout the entirety, again, of the economic cycle. We're in the process of beginning a capital raise for some of these acquisitions. We're also strategically looking at refinancing some assets. These favorable interest rates that are available right now are something we're evaluating in terms of whether or not that makes sense to add to our situation. And along with everyone, we're being prudent in terms of how we're managing cash. This is a period of economic disruption and uncertainty. Nobody can tell you or me what exactly is going to happen 30 days from now, 60 days from now, 90 days from now. And we want to be in a position where we have as many options available to us as possible. And having cash is a good thing during that particular time frame. So we are reporting to our members on a really regular basis. I would encourage you, if you if you're one of our investors and one of our members, great, glad that you're getting some value out of the podcasts and hopefully the other materials that we provide. If you are not an investor with us, and maybe you're an investor with another firm, you should be asking them for how frequently they're going to be reporting and at what level of detail you're going to get access to that. We also continue all of our normal reporting. And as I said, we've got a special webinar coming up on April 2nd. It's multifamily real estate and COVID-19. That's April 2nd, 11 a.m. out west, 2 p.m. in the east. Go to marapoling.com, marapoling.com. And in the Learning Center, you'll find a link to the session, so you can click it and register. If you can't make the session or aren't sure, go ahead and register anyway. You'll get a copy of the recording and the slide deck after we host the session. As always, if you have questions, feel free to shoot me an email, pat@marapoling.com. I hope you've enjoyed this peek behind the curtain at what our investor communications look like at this particular point in time. And I also hope that you'll join us next week for another episode of Multifamily Real Estate Investing, presented by Mara Poling.